Spotlight.
Good evening, listeners. Welcome to today's Spotlight. My name is Rajesh Lake. The topic today is government's efforts in ensuring energy security and diaspora safety amid West Asia crisis. Over the past weeks, the government of India has stepped up diplomatic engagements, activated contingency plans, and held a high-level interministerial press conference to lay out its strategy and reassure the nation. And what do these moves really mean on the ground for our energy security, for our diaspora, and for the wider region? To help decode the government's approach and its implications, we are joined by Sanjeev Chopra, senior journalist. A warm welcome, Sanjeev, to Spotlight.
Thank you.
Could you briefly explain the current West Asia crisis and why it is so central to India's energy security and diaspora safety?
West Asia crisis, which started on February 28 after United States and Israel attacked Iran, installations in Iran. You know, the situation has been really bad ever since because it's been almost 3 weeks and entering the fourth week. And the situation is refusing to, it is still volatile. And there are no signs of any abation because with both sides are threatening more attacks against each other. But unfortunately, you know, this has disrupted global supply chain for energy sector because the Strait of Hormuz, which is controlled by Iran, supplies almost 20% of global crude, natural gas and LPG supplies. And at least 65% of India's LPG supplies come from this region. And since the Strait of Hormuz is shut currently, and India's supply chain has been really disturbed. But I may also tell you that at least 1 crore Indians are working in the Gulf region. And it is very important to ensure the safety and security of all Indians working there, and many of whom are wanting to come back to India. So far, 28th of February, ever since the war started, you know, at least 3 lakh passengers have returned from the region. And at least 1,000 Indians have also returned from Iran, you know, through the road route through Armenia and Azerbaijan. And similarly, many people from Israel have also been evacuated through Jordan. So the Indian government is making a lot of efforts to ensure the safety of Indians abroad. And the embassies in all these countries are giving proper advisories to all Indians to remain safe and be in touch with them so that they can be evacuated as early as possible.
Okay.
Even Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been talking to the heads of states of various regions. Even today, the Prime Minister has talked to the Iranian president to ensure the safety of Indians and thank the Iranian president for ensuring that so far.
So, Sanjeev, the government recently held an interministerial press conference on the crisis. What were the key takeaways and what signal was New Delhi trying to send to both domestic and international audiences?
Basically, India has been holding interministerial meetings and briefings to tell the Indian population about what steps are being taken to ensure the safety of Indians as well as securing the energy security of the country. I may tell you that since I just said 65% of the Indian imports of LPG are coming from the Strait of Hormuz, 47% of which were only from Qatar. So since this area has been largely affected, the supplies in India have been it has been really crucial. So the India's imports from the Gulf region is also over 50%, but India is now trying to diversify its sources of crude from 2 different countries, including Australia, Venezuela, Russia, United States, and several oceanic countries. Earlier, the crude oil requirements of India, 45% of that was coming from the Gulf, and the remaining 55% were coming from different parts of the world. Now that has been increased to 70%. From other routes. So the sourcing, Indian government has been very proactive in making alternative sources of crude oil so that the country's crude oil supplies are not affected. Similarly, for LPG too, it is being sourced from many other countries. So there are concerns of Indians' safety who are abroad. There are concerns of energy security. And there is also concern of, you know, rising crude oil prices globally. But the Indian government has ensured, the oil companies have ensured that there is no hike in petrol and diesel prices so far. And the supplies of LPG are also being maintained, although the government has cautioned everyone
Sanjeev, moving on from what we heard at the press conference, how are the Ministry of External Affairs, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Defence, Civil Aviation and other agencies coordinating their response? Is this significantly different from past crisis management models?
All the ministries are working in coordination, and the Prime Minister has also told all the ministries to work in coordination to ensure that there is no panic and crisis within the country. Because as you know, that India is not self-sufficient yet in energy supplies and banks on imports largely. So the Prime Minister has told all his cabinet ministers to ensure coordination, especially among the affected ministries like the External Affairs, to ensure the safety of all Indians and to ensure that peace is brought in the West Asia region through diplomacy. And besides that, the Ministry of Commerce, so that the exports are not affected, the Ministry of Oil and Petroleum and Natural Gas, so to ensure that the supplies are not affected and alternative sources are put into force. And besides, the government is also engaging the states to disseminate this information to the common people in states so that there is no panic on the street. And the government has also supplied 11,300 tons of commercial LPG to states last week,
okay,
50% of which are to be ensured to hospitals and educational institutions. And several states, at least 32 states and union territories, have set up control rooms, across the state and district level monitoring centers. And the focus is to ensure that alternative fuels are used. The government is requesting the citizens to use alternative fuels, and this could also lead to price rise. So that should also be ensured.
Okay, the government also stressed, Sanjeev, its efforts to diversify energy sources and routes. In concrete terms, how far has India moved away from over-dependence on any single West Asian supplier? And how much strategic cushion does that give us in a prolonged crisis?
In fact, earlier, India was sourcing its oil supplies from 27 countries. Now, India is sourcing from 40 countries. Basically, the sourcing of oil is now 70% from other routes than earlier. It was 55%. And this is increased to 70% now for crude. Similarly, for LPG, for example, India's 47% of supplies were coming from Qatar alone. And the total of around 65% of LPG imports were coming from the Strait of Hormuz, which is now shut. And India is engaging with Iran, with other countries and other sources. For example, government has said that it is sourcing its oil supplies now from Venezuela, from oceanic countries, from the United States, and even Russia. And the United States has also, allowed India, because as per an agreement recently, India was not supposed to buy Russian oil.
So global crude oil prices, Sanjeev, tend to react sharply to West Asia tensions. Based on the government's briefings, what tools is India using right now to cushion domestic fuel prices and inflation? And where do you see the limits of that approach?
Crude oil prices have crossed $100 per barrel recently. In fact, last week it crossed 100. Yesterday it even touched $118 per barrel, the global crude oil price. Now, since India's largely imports the global crude oil, so it is very important for India to ensure that it evolves new alternative routes and be self-sufficient too. So on the LPG front, India's domestic production has been hiked by at least 40% ever since the crisis struck. So India is trying to enhance its own production as well as source from other alternative sources and from other countries and other routes.
Now, coming to the Indian community, the press conference mentioned situation-specific advisories and updated data. How comprehensively has the government mapped Indian nationals in high-risk zones? And how does that feed into evacuation or relocation planning? Just to remind you that we have seen large-scale operations like Operation Rahat and Operation Ganga in the past. From what we have gathered, how ready is India today to mount similar evacuations from West Asia if the situation deteriorates sharply?
India has successfully, conducted such operations to evacuate Indians from strife zones. But right now, 3 lakh passengers have already returned ever since the war struck on February 28. and large number of Indians also returned from Iran, you know, through the land route, as I said, from Armenia and Azerbaijan. Similarly, from Israel, you know, a lot of people have been evacuated through the land route from Jordan. So India is working overtime to ensure the safety of Indians and evacuate them. But it's also in, you know, advising Indians to remain indoors and be in touch with the embassies in all these countries. The Prime Minister has also, you know, stepped up his engagements with heads of states of several countries. You know, yesterday he spoke to at least 5 heads of states in the Gulf region to ensure the safety of Indians as well as to end the war, you know, to step up efforts to end the war. Today, the Prime Minister also spoke to the President of Iran and thanked him for ensuring the safety of Indian nationals. And he also hoped that dialogue would be initiated to end the war soon, because global supply chains of the oil sector is being disrupted largely. But I'm more concerned because the government has also said in its briefings that the situation is critical, but supplies are maintained at normal level. The oil minister has also expressed the hope that India's reserves are enough, and even if the war is sustained for a long time, India can sustain this largely. But what is more important for the government also, you know, while it is engaging with different governments to ensure the safety and evacuation of Indians from all the affected areas, besides securing energy security of India through alternative routes and all that, but what is more important is that within the country, you know, the Indian government needs to check the panic that has struck in normal residents.
Okay.
You know, because as we've seen, there is panic on the road, especially on the LPG front. But booking has reduced, but that needs to be dispelled, that there is nothing to panic about, so that there is no hoarding or black marketing of oil or LPG and other supplies.
That point noted, Sanjeev. The government also spoke of 24/7 control rooms, embassies and helplines. Diplomatically, India has deep ties with several actors who may be on opposite sides of the current tensions. How is New Delhi, as described in the briefing, balancing these relationships while still prioritizing its core interest of energy security and diaspora safety?
That's right. 32 states and union territories have set up control rooms, and district monitoring level centers have also been set up to ensure that, you know, there is no hoarding and black marketing. At least 4,500 raids across the country have also happened on a single day on Thursday. And so the government is engaging with states and asking them to engage with the public and disseminate this information so that there's no panic, you know, strikes the common people across the country. The government has also written to states saying that they should also switch over to piped natural gas. As you know, that the penetration of piped natural gas across the country is only 6%. You know, largely the population of the country is dependent on LPG. And to increase this PNG, you know, the government is incentivizing states and saying that they will enhance their LPG capacity and supplies only if they encourage city gas distribution networks. So the government has written to states today itself that it will enhance its LPG supplies only if they help increase city gas distribution networks. It is very important that, you know, the war ends soon, because right now there are no signs of de-escalation, as both the sides are claiming of more strikes. You know, the United States has sent 2,500 additional Marines to the region and 3 amphibian assault ships. But President Trump has also said that he wants to do winding down of military operations in the Middle East. But a very serious sign today was that the nuclear facility in Natanz, Iran, has also been struck today in the airstrike. But there has fortunately been no radiation leak. But the military operations in both sides, Iran has also threatened to strike recreation facilities and tourist sites, you know, worldwide, to in a major threat today. So it is very important that there should be de-escalation. And India has already engaged with several countries to stress on de-escalation and bring peace to the region.
Thank you, Sanjeev, for those insights and for helping us unpack the government's approach during a very sensitive moment for both our economy and our people abroad. Thank you for being with Akashvani.
Thank you.
You can listen to our program on mobile app News on AIR and our YouTube channel News on AIR Official.
Spotlight.